Oil prices fell today with Brent crude oil trading at around $49 a barrel. Now, when you hear that, you might think, good, oil prices fell, gas will be cheaper. True. But oil prices have now been at these low levels for much longer than expected and may remain that way well into the future, which is bad news for a number of countries with economies based on oil. Joining us to talk more about that is Moises Naim, a distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about some of these countries that have been impacted by low oil prices and a very long stretch of low oil prices, starting with Russia. What is this doing to Russia to have such low oil prices for so long?
In recent years, Russia has become what we call a petrostate. A petrostate is one where oil is the central game in town. Oil is the main sector of the economy. And when that happens, other areas, other businesses are very hard to develop, agriculture and industry, other kinds of industry, and even tourism suffer. For a variety of reasons. So these countries depend heavily on oil for all their revenues of foreign exchange. All their exports become essentially grounded on oil exports, and that is what generates their revenues in hard currency. But also the government budget is heavily dependent on the taxes derived from oil.
So what have they had to do to deal with this? Because this is a much longer stretch of much lower oil prices than Russia was expecting.
Right. And so, inevitably, Russia's economy has suffered. Russia's economy has is now in recession. Its unemployment rate is inching higher. It has capital flight. People are taking money out of the country. The currency, the ruble, has devalued. And then that is combined with another shock that has hit the Russian economy, and that is sanctions. The United States and the European countries have imposed very severe economic sanctions on Russia. And as we know, that is in reaction to Russia's behavior in Crimea and Ukraine.
Do you believe, as some do, that Russia's action in Syria is related to the fact that their economy is in such trouble because of low oil prices?
Probably. There's no doubt. There's a long history of countries steering problems abroad in order to distract from troubles at home. But it's never only that. There are other factors. If Russia becomes a spoiler or a player or an influential actor in Syria, then Russia has, Mr. Putin has more chips to negotiate a lifting of the sanctions. And if the United States and others that are heavily involved or care about what's happening in that part of the Middle East need Russia, then that gives Putin another chip to negotiate lifting the economic sanctions.
What about Saudi Arabia, another huge oil producer? And we know that OPEC, which Saudi Arabia is a part of, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, hasn't cut supply in order to try to drive prices back up during this entire slump in oil prices. But how is Saudi Arabia being impacted?
Well, like every other oil exporting country, Saudi Arabia has also suffered from this. But Saudi Arabia, in contrast with Russia, has a different economic setup that allows it to adjust. With the adjustment in Saudi Arabia is less painful than that of Russia. Saudi Arabia also plays the long-term game here. And so they are also thinking they don't want oil to be too high, because that also encourages other players to develop their own resources and helps competitors. So they are very careful in how they manage their long-term strategy in terms of prices and supplies.
They're hoping, in a way, that prices stay low so that the U.S. stops producing so much oil, and it seems to be working.
And as you know, the United States is now one of the world's largest producers of oil, is getting close to becoming energy independent. And a lot of that is due to the most disruptive technology or new technology of the 21st century, and that is fracking, and that, the exploitation of oil in what is called tight oil and also shale gas due to these new technologies that have completely upended the industry. But fracking needs a bit higher prices, and therefore the Saudis are being very careful not to create a market condition that pushes prices too high, because then that will stimulate the entry and the development of even more shale oil and shale gas operations.
We're speaking with Moises Naim, who's a distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, about what low oil prices are doing to some of the big oil producers around the world, some of them not great friends of the United States. Let's move on to another one here, Venezuela. They've had an economic disaster since oil prices have collapsed.
Yes, Venezuela is a very tragic example of both mismanagement of the economy and bad international conditions. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, and yet this year is expected to have price increases. Yeah, the inflation is going to be about 200%. The economy is expected to shrink at 10%. The currency has deeply devalued. And there are widespread shortages of everything, from medicines to food staples to personal hygiene and consumer goods. According to The Economist, the magazine, this is the worst managed economy in the world.
And you believe that it's Venezuela's struggling economy that played a role in pushing Cuba closer to the United States?
Yes, as we know, Cuba is heavily dependent on Venezuela's subsidy. Venezuela gives about 100,000 barrels of oil per day to Cuba in extremely favorable conditions, and many people doubt that Cuba will ever repay those deliveries of oil. So now that Venezuela is entering a deep economic downturn, there is a good calculation on the part of the Cubans that they better diversify their risk, and that's they started talking to the United States in part partially because of that.
Similarly, do you believe that the Iran nuclear deal with the United States and other countries would have gone through if it hadn't been for such low oil prices, if Iran would have had the same motivation to do this?
Yes, one needs to be careful not to explain things with just one factor and one variable. In these things, many reasons and many calculations and priorities and goals enter into the picture. But there's no doubt that, like Russia, Iran is suffering dearly from international economic sanctions that the United States and a wide variety of countries have imposed on Iran. And the economy, Iran's economy is in very dire straits, and again, because of the double whammy, falling oil prices and international sanctions.
What other global political shifts are you expecting as a result of low oil prices, especially if prices stay around $50 a barrel, let's say for another year?
I expect a lot of political turmoil, domestic political turmoil in many of these countries. In the last 15 years, when oil prices were very high and, in fact, reached record high prices, these countries benefited immensely and had a lot of money that they disbursed throughout the economy. And in many of these countries, the largest middle class that had ever existed developed. This is a middle class that is politically more awake, connected, that is better informed, that is more educated, and that has had significant gains. And so now many of these governments will have to go and explain that what they felt was a permanent economic progress, it was not that permanent, and that they will have to adjust. And perhaps some of them will be forced to fall back into poverty. And that is politically explosive.
Which countries are you thinking of specifically?
Oh, surely Venezuela is a good example of that. And little by little, we may begin to see some of this happening also in Russia. We are already beginning to see some initial manifestations of this.
That's Moises Naim, a distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington, talking with us about what low oil prices are doing to some of the big countries around the world. Moises, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.